You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, 皆さん、it's 漫画先生。How are we doing? Today, we're going to be reviewing one of the five of the main Japanese bases. If you're not familiar with the Japanese bases, we have A, I, U, E, O. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.Now it's not A-E-I-O-U, it's A-E-U-E-O. It's A-I-E-A-I-U-E-O. A-E-U-E-O, that one. And we're going to be reviewing base four. Now, I did a quick episode talking a little bit about each base. You know, one of them is for exclamatives, one of them is for becoming gerunds, one of them is for plain form, and then we come upon let's verb. However, base four is kind of tricky. Base four has two real uses. One of them is it's used to basically be a hardcore command. So for example, if you watch anime, for example, people be like, okay, get the hell out of my way. Or, you know, urusei, it would be like, you know, technically it's not a proper form, but they use it in Japanese to be like, you're f-ing loud. So there's a lot of different ways to use this base four. And if you want to be more crude or more loud. However, there is also a form, a connection that we can give to base four, which is ba. Now, this should tag on quite nicely, as I planned it, by the way, to what we talked about yesterday, which was toki. Now, base four plus ba, so for example, if I say nomu becomes nome in a godan verb, and then if we have a ichidan verb, like taberu becomes tabereba. So we have things like nomeba, tabereba, koreba, sureba, things along those lines, eba. This ba is a if. It's the most basic and straightforward direct translation that I've seen in Japanese, which is if. So for example, if I go to Japan, I will learn Japanese. So the first one is if I go to Japan. That's the first sai, the first clause of our sentence. Nihon ni ikeba, iku becomes ike, ikeba, ikeba, if I go to Japan, kitto, for sure, nihongo wo naraimasu, I will learn Japanese. So I have sentence A, so I will clause A and clause B. So in one whole sentence. So let's give another example. If I want to say, if I listen to this podcast, I'll learn Japanese. So, kono, this, podcasto, kiasto, okay, podcasto wo. So if this podcast, kono podcasto wo, that's the object, kiku becomes what? Kikeba, kikeba. Then, so I need have if then, right? If I listen to this podcast, kitto, for surely, skoshi dake demo, even just a little bit, nihongo wo naraimasu, I will learn Japanese. So we have that if. We have subject one, ba, subject two as our base format for what we're talking about. Now, we can use this for factual or counterfactual conditions. What does that mean, though? So if I want to say yes or no, make it negative or positive. This can also change when we talk about transitives or intransitives, or when we talk about possible or non-possible. Ikeba, kureba, nara, and etc. Which when we go back over that in a couple of lessons, that will make sense. But I want to make sure that we highlight it right now. Now, there is a major difference here. When we use the one, ba, two, like we are doing in this sentence structure, we are saying if. If A happens, B will logically follow. B, I will do B. You know, if you have the time, 時間があれば、時間, time, が, to the subject, あれば、ある becomes あれ、あれば、あれば、デートしよう、let's go on a date. If you have time, listen to the podcast. 見られば、見なさい。If you can see it, please look. So you have a number of different ways to use the ba. However, one thing that this ba cannot do is an if-when statement. So we talked about toki, it cannot be an if-when statement, and neither can this ba. There is another form that we use for that, so I can't say if you go to the store. It's if and when you go to the store. This is simply if you go to the store. If you do this. If you eat this, this will happen. If you like chocolate, then you will definitely love chocolate ice cream. if, a very straightforward question. You'll see this often with, well, right? We have some fillers there. 今日時間があれば, today, if you have time, 時間があれば, like we talked about just a moment ago, 時間があれば, 一緒に飲みましょうか? Would you like to go for a drink? 一緒に, together, 飲む becomes 飲みましょう, to let's, 飲みましょうか? Asking a question, 飲みましょうか? Be like, hey, let's go and get a drink. Yeah, sure, of course. もちろんいいですよ. じゃあ行きましょう. Would be how we answer that. Thank you so much for tuning in today with me here on the Manga Stay Podcast, and I'll catch you again tomorrow. But remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese, so let's make some mistakes.